The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So let's get started on this thing. I want to officially welcome everybody to our podcast channel. I want to welcome everybody that will be viewing this on YouTube and everybody here on Facebook. Again, if this is your first time joining us, I'm Ricky Scaprell, the founder of End Time Headlines. And tonight, we're doing a special prophetic update in which we will go over our top three trending headlines for the week. So we've got a good one. We've got a good one lined up. We're going to be talking about a Trump prophecy, a World War III warning, and 2020 beginning of the tribulation. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So let's get started. Our first story, and again, you can find all these on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Our first story comes from the Christian Post, and it is a, and I'm going to give you the headline here, Bethel leader, and Bethel is, that is referring to Bethel Church in Reading, California. Bethel leader prophesies that God is going to end impeachment of Donald Trump and give Trump another term in 2020. So let me get into this article here. This is from the Christian Post. Chris Voliton, who is a senior associate leader of Bethel Church and co-founder of Bethel Church of Supernatural Ministry in Reading, California, says God wants President Donald Trump to have another term in office and is going to end the impeachment process in a way that's, quote, not going to be pretty. Again, Chris, now, again, this is not a... this is more than just an opinion. He claims, now I don't personally know him. I don't really keep up much with Bethel, and I don't keep up with Chris Voliton, I believe that's how you say his name. So I really can't vouch either way. So I'll leave that for you guys to do your own homework on that. But this is pretty heavy because he's claiming that the Lord has spoke to him and that the Lord himself has told him that he wants Trump to be president for another term. And that the impeachment process is going to end in a way that's not going to be pretty. Quote, I believe that the Lord is going to step in the impeachment process. And I mean, I know it's going to happen, he says. Quote, and it's not going to be pretty, but it's going to be over. He goes on to say that, quote, because the Lord is making a decree, Voliton declared in a prophetic word during a recent message, Build Sovereign Providence, which was posted to the church's website on December 8th. On Wednesday, President Trump faced becoming the third president in American history to be formally charged with impeachment. Voliton, who described, quote, sovereign providence as a season in which God decides to simply take over, said the current political climate is ripe for such a move. He went on to say that, quote, this is not about politics, and I'm sorry if it feels that way. I know how it could. Everybody in the front row knows me. Quote, it's not about politics. If the Lord gave me this word about President Obama, I would stand here and give it, and I have done so before. He went on to say, quote, this decree, the Lord is going to step in sovereignly. He's going to bring it to a close, and it's going to be ugly, but it's going to be the Lord, Voliton said. Quote, and I believe the Lord's going to give him, speaking of Donald Trump, another term. I believe it because the Lord wants it, he said. Quote, because the Lord wants it. And he said, even though the people may not fully understand why God would want to keep Trump in office, they should trust that there is a greater plan. Quote, listen, here's what I've learned in my 14 years of being in D.C. Put your head down and listen, keep going. Put your head down, listen, keep going. Because trying to figure it all out when you're in the middle of it is way too confusing for humans, he went on to explain. So, this man went on to say that when he started his message, he pointed out three recent prophecies he got from the Lord. Quote, I'm commissioned by God to do this today. I had three dreams in one night, according to Voliton, noting that the first one he had sent him to the book of Jeremiah, in which he goes to Jeremiah 23, and he talks about where God speaks to the priest and the prophets and says that he's sick and tired of what's happening here because of the pollution of the house. And he rebukes the priest and the prophets for strengthening the hands of those who commit adultery and fornication and immorality. And he goes on to say that, quote, I'm sick of you strengthening the people that do evil so that they don't repent. And then he went on and he quotes from Isaiah 19, where the people went back to sleep and they woke up. In Isaiah 19, God says to Egypt that they are arrogant, prideful, and that he's going to slap them down and keep them down if they do not humble themselves. And then he later on goes to the book of Jeremiah 27, and he talks about the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar who destroyed Jerusalem. And he talks about the sins there that took place in Solomon's temple. So again, if you're just joining us to the broadcast, we are covering three stories that are trending on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. And this is one where Bethel leader Chris Valiton, the senior associate leader of Bethel, has come out and prophesied that the Lord is going to step into this impeachment process and end it abruptly. And that he goes on to say that it's not going to be pretty, and that he believes that the Lord spoke to him that he wants him to have another term. That's for another 4 years. So now, a good rule of thumb is, this is what I do, this is what I've always done, is when a prophetic word is given such as this, what you do is you journal it, you write it down, you document it, you record it. In the Old Testament, they had what was, they would write this down. They would document it. A scribe would write down this prophetic word, and when they wrote down this prophetic word and they kept it documented, then when and if it comes to pass, we will know that this man or woman or whoever that is that prophesies this will have they will have reliability. They will be you can have confidence in what they say. However, if they miss it, then I'll let you figure out that one. So it'll be interesting. So we've got this on record. We got this documented. So we'll see what happens in 2020. So let's move on to our next topic here. One of Russia's top generals recently came out and warned of a major conflict, howbeit World War III is not a matter of if, but when, and when it's coming down the pike. And let me just read this. This is from the Daily Star. Now, this is a British tabloid magazine, but you can find other sources that talked about this. But Russia's top general warned that a, quote, big war is coming in a chilling prediction and amid an ongoing tensions with NATO. According to the chief of Vladimir Putin's general staff, went on to say that he believes that the West is preparing for a, quote, large-scale military conflict. He went on during a senior briefing for the military, he went on to say that, quote, the West has assigned, quote, adversary status to Russia. He goes and he says that, and the general pointed out NATO's summit in London wanted faster deployment to the eastern flank. NATO and Russia both have shipped tons of military hardware to their frontier in Eastern Europe. Both regularly accuse the other of aggression over the buildup, and this general has warned as a result of this could accidentally spiral into conflict between Russia and NATO and bring about World War III. He goes on to say that in the Baltic countries and Poland and the Black and Baltic Seas, military activity is intensifying and the intensity of the bloc's military exercises is rising. He said that, quote, their scenarios point to NATO's targeted preparation for engaging its forces in a large-scale military conflict. He went on to accuse the United States of over-edging the Russian military threat amid the ongoing tensions. Now, what's interesting about this, before we blow this off and before we write this off, okay, as this guy being crazy or whatever you want to say, one of the things that came to my mind is several men of God in the future, several men of God in the past saw a future war or conflict that directly involved the United States and America. Let me give you some of these. In June of 1933, a man by the name of William Branham was conducting a service here in my local area in Jeffersonville, Indiana. And while he was conducting this service, he alleged that he saw seven major events and a vision. He saw a vision in which he saw seven major events that would come to pass before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not going to go into detail over these, but let me give you these seven visions of William Branham. And the seventh one directly involves what he believes is a direct conflict with Russia. His first vision, he saw the rise of a dictator out of Italy, Mussolini. The second vision, he saw that America would be drawn into a war against Germany, which would be headed up by a leader, which we now know was Adolf Hitler. And the vision number three, he saw a third part of the vision in which the Lord showed him that there would be three isms, fascism, Nazism, and communism in the world. And we know all that came to pass. Vision four, Branham saw, now you got to remember, again, this was in 1933, guys. He saw tremendous technological advances right after the wars. And as a result of this, he saw what was an egg-shaped car with a plastic bubble roof going down beautiful highways completely under perfect remote control. In other words, there was no driver behind these vehicles. There was no one steering the wheel of the car, and the occupants of the vehicle appeared to be playing a game like checkers in the vehicle while the vehicle was driving itself. Now again, in 1933, this would be unheard of to even fathom such a thing. But again, look where we are, guys. In 2019, this has already been created. Google has already created this. They have self-driving vehicles. And it's not going to be, and they're already testing this on the roads. How long is it going to be until this is available for the general public? All right. Then in Vision 5, William Branham saw the fast moral decay of women. They would be cladly dressed. They'd be exposing their flesh, all this stuff. And again, then in Vision 6, here's where it gets interesting. We're coming down to the last two. Vision 6, he said, there arose in the United States in power the most beautiful woman. I said the most beautiful woman. Now, before we jump to conclusions on who this woman could be, I want you to hear the verbiage or the description that Branham used. After all, he was a man, guys. All right? And I'm not trying to be crude. I know that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but I'm just going by what he said. He said there would be a woman who would rise to power in the United States in the future. She would be the most beautiful woman clothed in splendor, and great power would be given to her. She was lovely of feature. But listen to this. But there was a hardness about her that defied description. As beautiful as she was, Branham said that in the vision he saw that she was a cruel, wicked, and cunning leader. She dominated the land with her authority, and she had complete power over the people. Well, hello, Jezebel spirit. Obviously, this woman was beautiful by countenance, but she was controlled and operated by the spirit of Jezebel. Now, I want you to... Now, I know a lot of people try to... had much speculation of who this was going to be in the last election. But, and even I... this vision came to my mind, but the thing that did not fit was the beautiful countenance. The lovely of feature didn't fit. So just keep this in mind. I don't know what's going to come down the pike. I don't know who all is going to come out in 2020, run for the elections. I don't even know if this will be fulfilled, because if Chris Valentin is correct and Trump wins a second election or a second term, then obviously this will not fit for 2020. But what about 2024? Who's going to be running? Who's going to be up then? Who's going to be in the process and the candidates? So this is something we got to keep in mind. Now, before we get to number seven, it's interesting to note that five out of seven of these visions have all come to pass. Every one of them, he nailed them. One, boom, boom, boom. So the only two that has not come to pass is the one I just told you about, this woman, whoever this is, this woman that would come to power over America. And then here's the number seven, which fits into what we're talking about in this story, and that is this. A voice spoke to him and said, "Look once more," as he turned, and behold, a great explosion rent the entire land. And he's speaking of America. "And left the land of America in a smoldering, chaotic ruin." He goes on to say, "As far as the eye could see, there was nothing but craters, smoking piles of debris, and no humanity in sight, and the vision had faded." Now, it is interesting to note here that even Branham himself stated, when he was questioned of this, that he believed that it very well could have been the rise of the... I'm jumping ahead of this. The Roman Catholic Church would, he said, that could very well fit into the woman rising to power in the sixth vision. But in the seventh one, he stated himself that he believed that it would be the result of a nuclear war, and he even said it would be by Russia. Now, before everybody... and I know the comments can get wild and crazy right here in the Facebook section and even in YouTube when this is broadcast on YouTube, and speculations are going to rise on this. But I want you to think about this, guys. I know there's differences of opinions here, but I believe, now I know you may have a different opinion. Listen, everybody's got one, but I don't believe that America is directly named in Bible prophecy. Now, some will try to make it fit through symbolisms and through this and through that, but I believe that America is not directly mentioned. Now, the question is, if it is not mentioned, why? Why would America not be mentioned? What happens and why? Is America destroyed? Is America wiped out? Listen to this. Is America Mystery Babylon mentioned in the book of Revelation that is destroyed in 1 hour's time? And the smoke of her destruction goes up in billows, and it says that the nations from without will look from within, and they will be in fear of seeing the billowing of the smoke. Now, I'm not, again, that's just, you chew on that. You think about that and you meditate on that. So again, William Branham in 1933, guys, saw a vision, his seventh and final vision of a seven cessations of visions. His seventh vision, he saw what he said was America laid in ruins and destroyed by a nuclear holocaust. Now, let's go to a man by the name of Henry Grover. And it may be Grover. Guys, I am terrible at pronouncing names. I'm just going to let you know that up front, so don't you get mad at me, because that is my great folly. Listen, Paul had a weakness. He couldn't, He wasn't a good speaker, and that's why he wrote in letters. Moses had a stuttering problem, and that's why he had Aaron. Come on, somebody. So we all have weaknesses. I'm telling you, mine is pronouncing names. But it's there, G-R-U-V-E-R. You can look him up. But he had a vision in 1986. And in this vision, he saw the invasion of America and its total destruction by the hands of the Russians and the Chinese. So China and Russia is what this man saw in 1986, and they would be collaborating and working together. He saw Russia moving by sea and air from the north to destroy America by nerve gas and nuclear weapons. The Russians, he went on to say that the death toll of this would reach over 120 million people and 60% of the population. Now, you think about that. If that were to come to pass, that would absolutely fulfill the vision of William Branham that we just talked about. Okay? Now, in 1996, a man by the, oh boy, here we go. Why can't we have simple names like Bob and Shirley and Tom? A brother by the name of Dmitry Dudeman. I hope I pronounced that right. In 1996, he had a vision. And this is what he said by his own account. Quote, I prayed then went to bed. This was on April 22nd, 1996. I prayed and went to bed. Quote, I was still awake when suddenly I heard a trumpet sound. Hello. A voice cried out to me, stand. In my vision, I was in America. I walked out of my home and I began to look for the one who had spoken to me. As I looked, I saw three men dressed alike. Two of the men carried weapons and one of the armed men came to me and quote, I woke you to show you what is about to come. He said, come with me. He went on to say, quote, I don't know where I was being taken, but when we reached a certain place, he said, stop here. A pair of binoculars was handed to me and I was to look through them. He said, stand here and don't move. And looked, he continued, you will see what they are saying and what they are preparing for America. Quote, as I was looking, I saw a great light. A dark cloud appeared over it, and I saw the president of Russia, a short, chubby man, who said he was the president of China and two others. The last two also said where they were from, but I did not understand. However, I gathered they were part of Russian-controlled territory, and the men stepped out of the cloud. He went on to say, quote, the Russian president began to speak to the Chinese when, quote, I will give you the land with all the people, but you must free Taiwan of the Americans. Do not fear, we will attack them from behind, a voice said to me, quote, watch where the Russians penetrate America. Quote, I saw these words being written, Alaska, Minnesota, Florida. And then the man spoke again, quote, when America goes to war with China, the Russians will strike without warning. Now, this absolutely coincides with Henry Groover, his dream that he had as well, or this vision that he had in 1986. All right, he goes on to say, let me read the rest of this, guys. The other two presidents spoke, quote, we too will fight for you. Each had a place already planned as a point of attack. All of them shook hands and hugged, and then they all signed a contract. One of them said, quote, we're sure that Korea and Cuba will be on our side as well. Without a doubt, together we can destroy America. The president of Russia began to speak insistently, quote, why let ourselves be led by the Americans? Why not rule the world ourselves? They have to be kicked out of Europe too, and then I could do as I please with Europe. Quote, the man standing beside me asked, quote, this is what you saw. They act as friends and say they respect the treaties made together, but everything I've shown you is how it will really take place. You must tell them what is about to and what is being planned against America. That when it comes to pass, the people will remember the words in which the Lord has spoken. Who are you? I asked. Quote, I am the protector of America. This is heavy, guys. This is assuming it's an angel. I remember Michael, the chief prince, the warring prince that wars for Israel. He guards Israel. Remember the prince of Persia that Daniel dealt with when he was in Babylon? This is what this is implying here. It's a principality. Remember in Ephesians 6, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. There's principalities that rule over nations. And this is what this assumes here. All right, so again, and then I myself, and some of you will remember this, in August of 2015, I had a dream and of a full-scale Russian invasion. And I put that on our End Time Headlines website, on our YouTube channel. It's still there. And I'm not going to go over this full vision of this or dream, but it's very similar to all these other men and what they saw. And I'll never forget that. Again, that's in my journal. That's written down. It's documented. And it was a very fearful thing to have a dream like that. All right. So, again, we talked about the 2020 prophecy, the Trump prophecy. Then we talked about this Russian general is warning that World War III could be on the brink, and it could be not a matter of if, but when. Now, let me get to this last one. How much time do we have here? Let's see. We've been 26 minutes. I got about 5 minutes I want to get on this, and then we're going to close this broadcast. Again, these three stories have just, they've kind of gone viral on the website. They're trending, and that's why we want to talk about them. Here's the headline for this one. Preacher fears the end of the world in 2020 after prophecies fulfilled. And again, this comes from a UK affiliate called Express. A biblical preacher has warned that 2020 could be the end of the world after wildly claiming that several prophecies from the book of Revelation have been fulfilled. He goes on to say that humanity is living in the sixth seal prophesied more than 2,000 years ago. Now, here we go. Now, what this is going to do is going to open a whole can of worms, because we're going to get into this whole debate of whether are we living in the tribulation? Are we not in the tribulation? Listen, I have my own personal opinions, and I'm not going to express that on this update. I'm only going to give you what this man has claimed. And then you can do what you want with it, okay? But biblical preacher Greg Sirita believes the earth is now just one step away from opening the, quote, seven seals of Revelation. He's taking this from the book of Revelations. The book of Revelation, sorry, not Revelations, it's the book of Revelation, where he explained his theory on why the end of the world could come in the coming months. He said that, quote, the seventh seal represents the coming of Jesus, and the fifth seal takes place during the dark ages. That means the sixth seal takes place between the two. He goes on to say that this is the period of history where we have been living in. So he believes that over the last, I guess, hundreds of years, we have been living in the book of Revelation, that these seals are opening. Now, again, and there's some of you that may believe that. And again, we're not bashing anyone, okay? That's one thing you're going to learn about me is there's a lot of people that if you believe in the rapture, oh man, they will rip you apart. Or if you believe in a pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib, they'll rip you apart. If you believe that we're living in the time of the seals or the bowl judgments, they'll rip you apart. Or if you don't believe in it, listen, that's ridiculous. Here, you know what my theory is always on this? Listen, be right with Jesus, live for him, serve him, and be ready whether we're in it, we're about to be in it, or we're about to get out of it. That's my theory. Just be ready, guys, regardless. Okay? Now, the sixth seal is described in Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. And it says, and quote, and I beheld when he opened the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto earth. And as a fig tree cast her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Now, according to what this man says, his own opinion, he believes that these signs began with a great earthquake in the Lisbon earthquake of November 1st, 1755, which was an earthquake that had never been recorded that was a magnitude 8.5 or 9.0. Well, again, the problem with that is, guys, We in March of 2011, we had an earthquake so big that it was larger than this earthquake that shifted the entire island of Japan 6 feet, and it shortened the Earth's rotation by so many seconds. All right, so I'm just throwing that out there. All right, then he goes on to say. And he gives you the cessation of events, what he believes marks why he believes that we've been in the tribulation. Quote, he goes on to say, this was fulfilled just 25 years after the earthquake. He's talking about, and what he means here is that 40 minutes after the quake, a tsunami came, which was reported to be 50 feet high. The city began to burn drastically for hours, and the death toll was estimated to be between 10,000 and 100,000, making it one of the deadliest earthquakes in history. And he goes on, and again, he notes this to Revelation 6:12, where it says there will be an earthquake, the sun turning black, sackcloth of hair, the moon turned to blood. And he goes on and says that this was fulfilled just 25 years after the earthquake in New England. Now, here's where he says the blood moon turning to blood. He claims that that was fulfilled in New England when at 8 o'clock in the morning, a smoky hue started rolling in, getting darker and darker until the sun was completely blacked out by the moon. Now, again, everyone's going to have their opinions. They're going to have their theories on this. I'm only giving you this man's opinion. Then he goes on and he jumps to the seventh seal, and which says there will be when the seventh seal is open, there will be a silence in heaven for a space of a half hour. He claims the reason why there will be silence in heaven is because this is when Jesus and his angels will come to earth during Jesus' second coming to gather the saints. So obviously, this guy is a post-tribulation believer. He believes we're going to go through the tribulation, then the Lord's coming and take us out. So for all the post-tribbers, you're going to amen him and you're going to shout him down. So, all right. But for the pre-tribbers and the mid-tribbers, we're going to have a problem with that. So again, I'm only giving you this. I'll say this, guys, I'm going to be open-minded on this. If what this man says is correct, and we are in the tribulation, which I personally don't believe we are, but if we are, then what he says about 2020, it's going to be a bumpy ride. So we better get buckled up. We better be bracing ourselves, because what we saw in 2019, 2018, and 17 and 16 and is probably in most of our lives and most of our lifetimes is nothing in comparison to what we're going to see if these seals are truly opening. Okay, so again, these are some interesting topics that I wanted to bring out and I wanted to discuss today on this podcast, on this YouTube broadcast, on this Facebook Live. So again, we thank you for joining us to this broadcast. We thank you for hopping on here, taking the time out on this, Thursday night. We thank you for joining us on this December 19th, on this Thursday night, for these top three segments, these top three stories that have trended on our main website. We welcome your comments. We appreciate your comments. Again, let's please keep it civil. We don't want to bash. We don't want condescending. We don't want divisiveness and all this stuff going on. Everybody is entitled to their own opinions. Everybody has one, okay? As long as we're diplomatic about it, it's okay. We welcome that. But I want to encourage you guys, if you've not subscribed to our main website, you can do that at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, right there on Facebook Live. You click down below it, you're going to see a place you can click on the link and you can subscribe to our daily digest. You can also, you guys on YouTube, on podcast, if you'll wait to the end of this broadcast, you'll have more information there on how to do that as well. As far as Again, if you guys are informed by this ministry, you're equipped, you're edified, and you'd like to sow a seed into this ministry, if you'd like to partner with us, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, we welcome you to do that. Again, that link is there on Facebook. All the information's there for you guys on YouTube and podcast as well at the end of this. Again, we appreciate your partnership and your support to the Ministry of End Time Headlines. We are going to sign off for today. I pray the Lord's blessings over you. May He keep you. May His countenance shine upon you. May He keep you from any harm, danger, disabling accidents as you travel, as you guys are heading out for Christmas. We will be back on here tomorrow, guys. We plan on being back on here tomorrow, and we're gonna do our fourth segment on our Revival and Awakening podcast and broadcast. So you don't want to miss that. If you guys love church history, love revivals and awakenings, you want to be a part of that, you want to hear and learn more, then we want to welcome you to that, and we want to encourage you to be a part of that. So until we see you tomorrow, guys, God bless. Have a good night. We'll see you then.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.